Ooh, what's this? Delicious. Excuse me. I see I've got myself a visitor. Hi there. I don't think I've ever seen you around here before. Are you new to this area, perhaps? Ah, you're a traveler that heard about this shrine and wanted to come and take a look. Well, any traveler is welcome here. Don't be afraid. Please, do come closer. And make yourself nice and comfy. I promise. I don't bite. Oh, you've heard of me? Sounds about right. One of the villagers told you a heavenly fat snake woman lives here, watching over them. Ah, them villagers can be pretty blunt sometimes, though they ain't wrong. I am a very fat snake woman. Oh, no. Don't you worry. I'm used to it. I don't mind at all. I love all of them as much as they love me. They never mean it in a bad way. In fact, they kind of hope I gain weight. I knew that would get a reaction out of you. I mean, if you have time, I could tell you how I ended up becoming their idol. It's probably not a story you hear every day. You're not in a rush? Well, in that case, take a seat. It all started some years ago while I was sleeping in my hole in one of these hills. I remember I was having a dream about humongous, juicy peaches. I was trying to climb this tree to get to them, but they kept getting further and further away. Anyway, I ended up waking to some blood-curdling screams coming from the forest just beneath my sleeping spot. I rushed down to investigate, and it was there where I found a young child being surrounded by a pack of flesh-hungry wolves. That child was trying to fend them off with a little sword, but it wasn't working. So, without a moment to spare, I jumped in to scare them off. I am of the viper species, and believe it or not, I used to be a very lean, muscular lamia. And once those wolves saw me, they scattered away into the trees. After that, the kid tearfully thanked me and asked if I could escort her home. No, she wasn't afraid of me at all. Children are very clever. I think she could sense that I meant her no harm. After a couple of hours, we ended up on one of the hills where her family was living. They weren't as quick to trust me. They were very scared and hesitant at first, as they never knew there were creatures like me out there. But when the girl told them what happened, they were very grateful for what I had done. It turned out her father was actually the head man of the village, and he ended up declaring me as some divine being that came down to bless his village. Oh yeah, I was very startled when they all bowed to me, but I was just happy to help. And then later on, they somehow found out where I lived and started visiting me daily, praying to me and leaving me offerings at the entrance to my hole. Yes, Naturally, I thought about saying something, but they were so into it, and I didn't want to be rude. That, and I definitely didn't mind the offerings they brought me. Ooh, those were so good. Much better than what I usually had if I were by myself. I just figured it was a win-win as long as I was making them happy. I also kept an eye out for any unusual occurrences on the hills. And so, after a few months went by, the villagers kind of noticed me struggling to get into my home. The offerings were so plentiful that I had really started packing on those pounds. It was difficult to squeeze my belly rolls and hips through the hole. In response, the villagers were so wonderfully kind enough to help build me this beautiful shrine that you're standing in now. They made sure my new home was nothing but the best. They made me a bed of the finest pillows and brought in maidens to spoil me daily. They even carried me around everywhere I needed to go on this podium-like thing called a litter, and always helped me wash up in the hot springs. It felt so good, but I also felt bad, like I was taking advantage of them, but the headman assured me it was the least they could do and that they were forever in my debt. They've been spoiling me like that ever since. They have been feeding me nothing but the best foods and the finest wines. It's become something of a ritual for them. The people in the village bring me offerings daily. All the pampering and the offerings and the lack of movement caused my weight to skyrocket. I just got bigger and heavier. Inches of chub turning into massive rolls, piling on top of one another. It got to the point where they had to triple the maidens in order to help me and my huge frame move about. Over the years, the villagers eventually took notice of how incredibly chubby I'd gotten, and they also noticed that their crops had become the best they had ever been in ages. They linked the two events together and decided that me fattening up was the cause of them having a great harvest. And so the rest was history. But hey, it's like I said before. It's a win-win. It makes me so happy that I can bring joy and hope to these wonderful people. And to be honest, now that I'm this big, I'm really just enjoying it all. That, and now I can eat even more of the villagers' amazing cooking. Oh yeah, I eat over 30 times a day now to keep up with their offerings. It means a lot to them when I eat what they bring me. I probably weigh more than everyone living in the Tsuchinoko Lemia village combined, but it's been so worth it. You've never heard of them? Oh, Tsuchinoko Lemias are a type of snake people that are well known for being chubby. They're also super cute looking. Anyways, things have been amazing around here. I'm so blessed to have all these people in my life. Phew! Hopefully me rattling on like that was somewhat entertaining. Whew! Well, that makes me very happy to hear. You look quite tired. Oh, I know. You should totally stay the night here. Well, if you want to, you can climb up and sleep on my belly for the night. Before you say anything, yes, I know how weird that sounds. But trust me, I have the village kids coming to sleep on my chubby tummy all the time, and they say it's the softest bed ever. See? Oh no, I don't mind at all. Here, come on over, and I'll try to lift you up some with my tail. Sorry. My tail is a lot heavier than the last time I remember using it. Let's try this again. There we go. How does that feel? Good. I can just tell from your expression how much you love it. Now that you're all warm and cozy on my tummy, I guess it's time for us both to hit the hay. What's that? You have something you want to tell me first. What? Now you're making me blush. You actually came in because you wanted to see how beautiful I was. You mean you find larger women to be attractive? In that case, you must be feeling like you're in heaven right now. Being honest, I think you're pretty good looking yourself. For sure. I found you very attractive from the moment you walked in. Man or woman, I am always willing to give someone a chance if they want. Really? Oh, well, in that case, you got yourself a date. Ooh, this is exciting. It may sound weird, but I've never been on a date before. I have a whole village that worships me, but I've never had anyone come in like you did and be this interested. Get some sleep for now, and then tomorrow we can plan everything out accordingly. All right. Sweet dreams. I can't wait for tomorrow. This is gonna be fun.